Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are once again, you stepping up, doing the just one thing in your life that you know you need to do, whether you feel like it or not. You do it because you know, little by little, you'll get closer and closer to those big goals, those big, ambitious dreams that you've taken the time to think about, you've had the courage to dream about. But more importantly than that, when that's a great first step, you're taking action every single day in big ways, small ways, and all those things that are somewhere in between. And this is one of them, our daily connection, your daily ritual, your daily discipline, feeding your mind with that mental toughness that you need to keep on keeping on and make tomorrow a lot better than today, step by step. One small action, proving to yourself that you do follow through on what it is you say that you're going to do. I'm here for you every single day with this daily discipline. So what is it for you? By this time, you should have your pattern down. You should have come up with a system that works for you when you download this podcast, when you actually listen to it. And I want you to make sure it's just, whether it's when you're driving, whether it's you're in the gym, you're doing your cardio, that you just take the time. And, you know, it's great that you can feed your mind with this kind of motivation, this type of mental toughness in a passive manner, through a podcast, through my voice, by me sharing stories of my own experiences, stimulating thought in your own life, me sharing stories of the people I have privilege to work with through one-on-one coaching. Is not necessarily talking about their specific situations, but I learned so much from the men and women who I work with, who are just like you, who are just like me, and find out how common our way of thinking, our challenges. And then if we have the same way of thinking, if we have the same challenges, and a lot of times we have the same goals. Maybe they're different in some ways, but there's that those same goals that we have to stretch ourselves for, that we sometimes wonder if we're ever going to accomplish, if we have the right stuff. We're similar in that manner. And so when we find all that commonality, we can also find the commonality of those strategies that really help us get there and overcome those things, the way of thinking that gets in our way. And we find the specific strategies that can take us to the next direction. This is definitely one of them. You and I connecting in this manner, taking the time to think about your situation, your process, your strategies right now, just giving you a different perspective on the same old thing. You've been thinking a certain way for so many years. Maybe it's worked for you to some extent, and maybe it hasn't worked for you. Maybe this is the first time you really thought about some of these things in this type of manner to really think about, am I getting closer to where I really want to go? Is it worth me maybe changing my perspective, changing my actions? All right? You can continue doing the same things. That's fine. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm just here to stimulate thought. So you can think about it, if it is in what the things you're doing, the way you're thinking, the rules that you've made up, your beliefs about people, and I don't know, your beliefs about business, your beliefs about what is and isn't possible. If that is indeed true, if it is indeed true, is it really helping you get to where you want to go? Thank you so much for listening to me. Man, I say this all the time. There's so many people you can be listening to on the internet, on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, in podcasts, social media networks, pages, websites, blogs, so many people who want your attention. You're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. I take my role as your friend, your coach, your mentor, the person who stimulates this kind of thought. I take this role very seriously. I will not let you down. And thank you so much for supporting my efforts and my business, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement line, sports nutrition line. You can check that out at www.massmachinenutrition.com. I really appreciate you supporting my efforts there, bringing that aspect of your life, your health and your fitness, your proper nutrition habits to make those things happen. I'm there busting my tail, helping you in that area of your life too. And again, thank you so much for your support. Hey, make sure that you are on the Morning Connection newsletter. If you like this type of mental toughness, I want you to have a double-prong approach, right? Attack it from a couple angles. I want you to make sure that you sign up for my Morning Connection newsletter. You can go to sltips.com/22. That's SL for Skip LaCour, sltips.com/22. Take you 10, 20, 30 seconds, right? It's just your daily dose of mental toughness. And it's going to be come in a written form, just give you something to think about for the day, get you focused in the right direction. In addition to this Morning Connection podcast, I'll have it in written form. Sometimes I'll have an audio clip that may be 20, 30 seconds, even some videos. And that's scheduled to be delivered to your email address, your inbox, first thing in the morning. All right, so in addition to listening to this podcast, I want you to take the time for yourself. Make a game out of it. How many days in a row can you open up, read, digest, go through the short process in the Morning Connection newsletter? All right, so check that out. Also, hey, keep your eyes open. Make sure that you're on my Facebook page. And that's facebook.com/SkipLaCour page. Facebook.com/SkipLaCour page. And also, when you're on the Morning Connection newsletter, keep your eyes out because I am going to be having I'm going to give out a very limited amount. I can't do this for everybody. I'm going to have a Manformation strategy session, a free 25-minute session. I'm going to give about 20 of them out. So you can see that that's already an investment of my time, free 25-minute Manformation strategy sessions. And during this strategy session, again, it's going to be absolutely free. I'm going to help you create a plan of attack to make your Manformation. I'm going to help you identify in this 25 minutes, I've done this with men just like you all over the world, I'm going to help you really get clear and identify what it is you really want, what you think you need to do to get there, because many times it's you just getting on the line with me, someone you respect, someone you know has your best interest in mind, and it's you stepping up, not keeping it all in and saying, well, this is what I should do. This is what I need to do. I need to really step up in this area, do these things, but I'll just keep it to myself because if I don't do it, well, who will know? Sometimes just stepping up and talking with a person who you respect and saying, I need to do this, 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 and this. That sometimes is the very first step for you to start making things happen. You don't keep it all in where no one will know. You don't get to hear yourself saying all the things that you need to do. So I want to hear what you believe you need to do to get from where you are now, point A, to where you really want to go, point B. But we're going to really make sure you get clear on where you really want to go and not maybe what you've been settling for in certain areas of your life. Then I'm going to have you think about that plan so we can really decide if that's truly getting you to where you really want to go. All right, I've had the experience helping out men just like you. There are some common challenges and beliefs that men just like you, just like me, we think is going to take us to the next level, and it's really not. And so I want to make sure that you are indeed on the right track. You have a clear set of disciplines, standards, and going in the right direction. All right, so you'll come out of there with a plan of attack to make that Manformation, become that man you really want to be. Then I'm going to want to talk about what may be stopping you, especially what's stopping you from the things you already know you need to do. I'll hear what you have to say. And again, I'm going to ask you a few questions. I've been coaching men like you for years, and there's a certain skill set where I can get you really connected to those emotions, those feelings that you really want. Maybe you don't even have the courage sometimes, or you suppress it, those feelings and emotions that you really want. When you get to point B, when you become that man you really want to be, when you start achieving those things in life, and we'll really get connected and really get clear on those things that are really stopping you. And then how do you break through so you can really get on that path? All right, you're going to walk away from this 25-minute session, believe me, with a renewed sense of energy and optimism, this belief that you're finally going to make it happen. Years stack up. You're this good person. You're even a hard worker. But sometimes we have that angst. We're not sure if we're ever going to make it over to that other side where we really want to go. Definitely can empathize and understand that feeling that I had for years. So when you're done with our 25-minute session, this free complimentary 25-minute session, you're going to have this renewed sense of optimism and energy that you're going to finally make things happen. Right now, again, I think I'm going to give 20 of them out. I budget my time, 25-minute sessions. And now that alone, that 25 minutes, you'll get it on a recording. It's going to help you right then, 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, even 2 years from now, right? A lot of people, they don't really understand this type of coaching that I do. So it's a great way for you. You've been listening to this podcast. You hear me mention it. You hear me talk about how it's helped so many men. You may have watched some of the testimonials that I have on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/SkipLacour. Well, this is going to give me a chance to really connect with you one-on-one. And this is available to men, women, all over the world, right? I have a system where you can make a local call in your own country and talk to me from the United States and get this session done. Now, you might wonder, well, why am I doing that? Well, one, as you can tell, if I'm up every single morning connecting with you, I'm so passionate about life and becoming the best that I can be and helping others become the best they can be. I'm very passionate about this, all right? And so I know how powerful this information is. More important than just information, what it helps you do as far as taking action every single day. I had the opportunity, I earned the opportunity, I created the opportunity. I mean, however you want to say it, I don't necessarily believe in luck. I think we create our own luck. I was introduced to this many, many years ago when I was 21 years old, and I really know for certain how much that it changed my life. It's created the opportunity where I can speak to you right here and right now. And I want to do what I can to introduce this way of thinking to you in a more direct manner than just this passive manner through a podcast like this. Although I know this is helpful, when we start talking about your own particular situation, things become more clear. It's 100 times more effective. I did that for years. I would get all the motivational books, and again, it was massively helpful. It wasn't until I got the one-on-one coaching when I really started to understand, you know, my particular issues, right? I was so great because I learned so much about human beings and motivation, mental toughness, why we did the things that we did. I studied under great coaches on how to dissect, break down, create a plan for other people. But really understanding myself, I didn't really get that clarity until I had the one-on-one coaching so I can talk about my specific issues. Right, so I have this passion to help you get that type of clarity in your life. The other thing about it is where I can invest 20 sessions, giving them out 25 minutes just out is because I've had so much success in helping other men through my Man Formation program. And the ebooks, I've written the audio program. I've had so many men come to me, they want, and since I did write those ebooks and workbooks and the Manformation audio course. I did do a follow-up, Manformation 2, Get Your Swagger Back. But because this is, you just focus on something so much in your life, and then you observe so many other men. So you do all men doing the same things, running into the same challenges, finding those strategies for success. And then you do all this intense one-on-one coaching. You can't help but come up with more and more next level distinctions when it comes to making your man formation. And so I've had so many men say, hey, we want more of this. We want more of this. So you're helping me go back to training camp, so to speak, and study and learn even more distinctions as I put my next level, higher level man formation program together. All right. So that's how I'm going to benefit from this, in addition to introducing you to one-on-one coaching, and plus, you know, my passion, this desire I have to reach out and help you, help other people, contributing, giving back. That's in addition to those type of feelings that we all should do. That makes us all feel good. That's what I'm getting out of this. All right. So if you've been listening to this podcast, you've been following my stuff, maybe you've already invested in the Manformation program, and now you need to take it to an even higher level, then you want to do whatever it takes to get one of these free 25-minute Manformation strategy sessions with me. All right, you can send me an email right now at skip@skiplacour.com, 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 and ask for a questionnaire. All right, I'm not going to be doing these sessions for a couple of weeks now, so that's what I want you to watch out for. But I just want to give you the heads up with those 20 free 25-minute Manformation strategy sessions. All right. So what do you have planned for today? You know, what I want to talk about is productivity. And I want to kind of share a story because I find this simple strategy so effective to help you produce more in your life, to get really inch by inch, day by day, task by task, help you get closer to your goals. And it was a strategy that I learned in some type of seminar setting, productivity type of setting, and I've used many times throughout my life, and I got such great results. One thing is that the challenge that I found is that you almost take it for granted because it's such a simple strategy. Sometimes when things are simple, even if they're really effective, if it doesn't take so much to do them, I'll just speak for myself. Sometimes I don't appreciate their value and I don't follow through as often as I should. Sometimes I even get out of the habit of it. So I'm here stepping up, talking about this challenge that I have. And at the same time, I'm going to tell you how effective it is. And I want you to consider adopting the strategy for yourself. What it reminds me of is before I started bodybuilding, before, you know, my life revolved around fitness, what I would do for exercise is I would jog. And so usually it was something would happen in my life where maybe I'd look down, I didn't like the way that I looked, maybe I was gaining a couple pounds, or I just needed more energy, or I just knew I had to exercise. I mean, that was so long ago when I wasn't so dedicated to bodybuilding fitness. Can't really connect to all the emotions of what would get me in this state of mind, but I would have to do something. And so I would go on a jogging kick. And so, you know, I'd schedule my day, have the workout clothes, maybe buy some new running shoes. And the first day I might run, I don't know, down the block or two before I was so winded. But I just felt great. I was taking action. I was moving forward. And it, you know, didn't take long. You stay at it. You know, before you know it, I was running a half a mile and then a mile, where I built up to 5 miles a day. And I was just feeling great. I was feeling great throughout the day. The sky was bluer. The air was fresher. The birds were chirping even more beautifully. I mean, I could feel the effects of that effort that I put in every single day running for 5 miles. And pretty soon it didn't take a lot of effort. Well, many times, It's funny. How can this happen many times? I'm just being honest here, totally transparent. Many times, for whatever reasons, I don't know, maybe I went on a trip or I just prioritize other things in my life, I would stop running. You know, at first, maybe miss a few days, be inconsistent. Before you knew it, I wasn't running anymore at all. You know, one of the great things and one of the challenging things is when you get in a great habit, you do things that really help you, and then you fall off the wagon, so to speak, you're not doing it anymore, you don't immediately feel all the negative consequences. You're still benefiting for all that work you put in. The decline doesn't happen dramatically. Sometimes it happens gradually. And I say that's a benefit because you're still getting all the what you invested all that time. It's still carrying over even though you're not doing the work anymore. That's the great part about it. The challenge with that is that if you were to feel some sort of pain because you stopped doing it immediately, well, maybe you would only let a couple days go by before you got back to running, so to speak, or whatever that habit might be that you know is benefiting your life in so many ways. If you stopped getting the benefits after a couple days, you might get right back on it, and it won't go 2 weeks, 3 weeks before you do it. You're not doing it anymore. And that was the case with me running. But what happened is, whether it was 2 weeks later or 2 months later or even longer, I'd get back in that same state of mind, that same feeling, whether it was the way I look or the way that I felt, that, man, I gotta get back to running. Man, I remember how great that made me feel, that whole process of stepping up and doing something great for myself. I got to start doing that every morning again. And so I'd go through the same process. Now, depending on how long it was before I quit the last time, I'd have to go through the whole process of building that win, you know, doing a half mile, back up to 5 miles a day. And there would always be a point in time where I'd go, why did I ever stop doing this? I mean, this makes me feel so friggin' awesome. How can I not do this? Right? Well, you know, I consider myself a pretty smart guy, and I'm going to be honest to tell you, I went through that process many times. It's like, I knew this was great for me. Why was I stopping? Right? And I know why. It's because it's an investment of time, energy, and the benefits. You really sometimes, you can't notice that they're slipping away until you're deep in a hole later on. The benefits don't just disappear overnight. And so, you know, this is about productivity. It's about becoming the best you can be. So how do you plan out your days? You know, I posted this on my Facebook page, and it was interesting, the remarks. I go, do you plan out your days? Do you take the time to plan out your days? And there was a few people that said they did. Many people said, oh, there's really no need for it. And some people even were, you know, pretty emotional about the fact that how unnecessary that was. And I'm just here to tell you is that I remember after learning this, this was many years ago, I had through my following, through bodybuilding, I would have this membership site where I planned out my days. I had to always create content because it was a paid membership site. And so this was a discipline that I knew that would work, planning out my days. And here's the process. What I would do is I plan my days the night before. And then the night before too, I would kind of, as I'm planning out the next day, I would evaluate everything I did well, everything I didn't do so well from that day. So if I was doing something well, I'd reinforce it in my mind. If I was getting off track, I'd know it right then and there, and I'd plan the next day. And then first thing in the morning, I would review my next day. And that's how I started off in the morning. So I planned it the night before. I let it marinate overnight, all right, for those whatever 5, 6, 8 hours. First thing in the morning, I review what I took the time to plan. And my productivity just went through the roof. The first year that I did this, it was like just one of those years where I just hit it out of the park when you look back on the whole year. And part of the reason why I followed through all the time was because I had to, because I was creating content for this members only website. And this was about 12 years ago now. And so I saw the power and I had to do it because I was committed to you, the people who are on my members only website. And if you know something about me already, when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to bust my tail to make sure I do that. My saying, I will not let you down. And this is something that I committed to. So I was forced to do it, had that incredible year of productivity. So with my coaching, one-on-one coaching students, this is something I totally believe in, doing that whole process. And again, let me go through that. So the night before, what I'll do, so, you know, it's kind of this looping process. So I planned out my day, and so I just reflect upon my day, and it comes from this 8.5 by 11 ledger sheet notebook, right, that I have. And so I looked and see my day. Did I check off things? Did I move in the direction that I wanted to? Did I get these things done? All right. And so I say, oh, that was great. That was great. Okay. And you really need to do that. Man, some things were painful because I should have followed up with them a little bit faster, or they were falling behind, but they were right in front of me. I couldn't let myself forget about them. And then as I evaluated my day from what I took the time to write out, then I would create my to-do list, what I had planned for the next day, the night before. I would let that marinate overnight, and then first thing in the morning, I'd point myself right in the direction where I wanted to go by reviewing what I did that day and do that process every single day. Tremendous power in this very simple process. Now, a lot of things that I talk about being results-driven and connecting to the emotions that you really want, that's an important part of this process. This is not just a to-do list. Do this, do this, do this, do that. All right, I got to make sure that I'm results-driven and I don't get caught in the pattern of just working hard or just checking off a list. I got to make sure that these things that are on this list that I'm evaluating myself on, that they're really moving me in the direction that I really want, and they're just not a to-do list. So it's the mindset that I talk about being results-driven, not process-driven, and you know, not just relying on working hard or checking off a list. That's an important mental component to all of this, right? The specific action is to evaluate your day at the end of the day, to plan your next day the night before, first thing in the morning, review your list and do that process every single day. That's the technical. That's the specific strategy on how to do it, but it's really important. The mindset that you have while doing it is to be results driven, not process driven, not just checking off a list. Again, I can't tell you, how powerful this is for your productivity. And the other great thing about it is you can't let yourself forget the little things, because this list will have big things that are immediate that need your attention that day. They'll have things that, you may not even get to that day, but you need to do it the next 2 or 3 days. They'll be on this list, so you can't forget about them. And then you carry it over every single day. It's always in front of you. It's always recorded. What's going to happen, you do this on a consistent basis, it'll be 3 months from now, and you'll have all these pads of this type of this process. Again, it starts with being results-driven, planning out your day every single day. And then you could go through it, like you could review, it doesn't seem like I've been very productive. Sometimes we're moving forward and we don't realize, how productive we really are. And so this is a great way. It's all logged every single day. You could just flip through a couple months and say, wow, I am really moving forward. I didn't appreciate how much effort, how much thought, how much action I've been doing over these last couple months. It's all written down little by little. And so you can appreciate everything that you're doing to move forward. That's one of its big benefits that way, because I can't tell you, and maybe you can relate to this, is, you're doing those things every single day. You're stepping up every single day. Things don't appear to be happening nearly as quickly as you want them to be happening for you. And you think you're working hard. At the same time, you're going, well, I must not be that productive, right? Well, you can go to all these pads of paper. You should, you know, what would be great is at the end of the year, you have a whole stack of these, you know, 10 or 20 off in a little section so you can just review your year. It's not like if someone says, well, how was your month? How was your week? Or how was your year? And you're going, well, I think it was pretty good. I did a couple things. I mean, you could go through and in great detail tell them exactly how this year went. And it's really not for other people. It's for you. So you appreciate where you're going. So you can lock in and keep on doing the things that you know are working. And then you can evaluate yourself to see if, are you truly stepping up in the manner that you should be stepping up? Now, there's one thing about this. Again, when I posted this on my Facebook page, I can see where if you have a regular 8-to-5, 9-to-5 type job, where, you know, it's basically, you know, you getting to work, you leaving work, doing your commute, maybe do some things, you're in a pattern of, I don't know, working out, going to the gym, or certain things. You get in this pattern of life, whereas it's pretty much done for you by your employer. You get to work, the work list is what they tell you to do. Even if you have a regular job and you're in a supervisory position, you're really following through with the rules of the company that you work for, even if you want to get a promotion, right? And so a lot of things are planned out for you that you don't appreciate this value. It's always the little things. Again, whether you work for somebody else, whether you're your own business person, you have your own business, or you have your own job and you are doing the things every single day to put your own business together someday, right? This is massively helpful. It's really, it doesn't matter because, like I said, success is a 7-day-a-week project. It's a process that doesn't take weekends off. And so even something like this, you know, it's all those little things every single day, you putting them together so you can hurry up and get to the next one. So you don't have these little important projects or not so important projects or somewhere in between that just linger on and on and on. You want to hurry up, knock them out because they're always present in your mind. And sometimes these are just 5-minute phone calls, half an hour projects, hour long projects, 2-hour long projects, but they're so in the forefront of your mind, you continually take action. Again, this is one of those things, if you were just to start doing every single day, you won't believe how great that's going to make you feel, but more importantly than that, how productive it's going to make you. Very simple process. Again, you know, so you've done this at the night before. So at the end of your day, the next day, you just review. What did I do well? What did I not do well? What do I need to do more of? Even feelings and emotions, how did that make me all feel? You can just see it all in front of you. Lock in all the great things. Continue doing all the great things. Start eliminating all the patterns that aren't helping you. You're not going to be able to look at these patterns that aren't helping you and see the same things every single day when they're right in front of you. You took the time to evaluate that day. And with that fresh in your mind, you plan out the next day. Again, phone calls, little projects, big projects, the important things, not so important things. You know, you just have this plan of attack, all right? So it's always in front of you. And again, it's so important to be results driven. You're not just writing down things on a list and doing a to-do list and checking it off, all right? Then you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is review that list. All right, very simple. It's just an investment, probably, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes at the end of your day and what, 30, 40 seconds at the beginning of your day. I want you to try that, see how that helps with your productivity. And at the same time, you got to keep taking stock, evaluating, assessing, noticing how powerful this is, both for your mindset and your ability to be more productive. Because I'm going to tell you, it's so easy that you're not going to appreciate, you well, may have the challenge. I'm not going to put my challenges onto you, but if you do fall into that challenge, you heard it here where I have that challenge sometimes too. It's so powerful, but it's so simple, you're not going to realize it's just this what did I say, 6 minutes of thought, how it's impacting the other 24 hours of the day. So planning your day, that's a little simple and highly effective tip. All right, so let's go over our 10-second daily disciplines real quick, going over on this Morning Connection podcast. And it's important that we keep it short, sweet, consistent at the half hour. Actually, my wife, she wants me to make sure that as I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning and I'm doing this, that she knows that I just give. And I could be talking. If it's helping you, she knows how passionate and driven I am. She keeps me focused to make sure that I do it in a structured manner and that I keep the balance where I give to you, yet, you know, I'm taking care of the things that I need to do too. So that's a great thing about being on this Blog Talk Radio network. It cuts me off live after half an hour. And right now, a few minutes past that, right, because I want to finish this thought for you. So let's wrap this up. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, feeling, or accomplishment that you really want. And it would take you months, if not years, of you stretching yourself in this manner, listening to a podcast like this, opening your Morning Connection newsletter every single morning, hell, getting one-on-one man-formation coaching with me, taking advantage of that man-formation strategy session that I'm offering. 25 minutes, send me an email at skip@skipacord.com. That type of action on a consistent basis, that's what it would take to achieve this really big goal, achievement, this feeling. If it's only going to take you a couple days or even a couple weeks, it's not big enough. I want something really big that's going to really, it's going to take you becoming the very best you can be. And again, there's going to be good times, bad times. Sometimes you're on a roll, sometimes you're not on a roll. But again, continually stepping up to get this really big prize. That's the one that I want you to connect with. And then, is what you are doing right now really helping you get closer to the results that you really want? That's why we talked about this planning. I don't just want a whole bunch of things that keep you busy, that you can check off 18 things on a list. I don't want you to do that if it's not helping you get closer to that big result that you really want. And then I'm always going to remind you, I'm going to ask you, what was that result that you really want again? What was that, by the way? What are those results that you want? All right, so that's going to do it for this Morning Connection podcast. Thank you so much for listening, investing in yourself by listening to this podcast. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.